AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden has a message to give during tonight's State of the Union address. The AP's Sagar Magani at the White House reports a key part of it will be the delivery itself.
Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says the president will lay out 3 years of achievements
and his vision for the future.
But the State of the Union will double as an on-the-job interview of sorts for an 81-year-old president seeking a second term and facing questions about whether he's up to the job.
I think what people are going to be doing with this particular speech is less listening than watching.
The bipartisan policy center's Tevi Troy says a big question is how the president looks.
He is, in his public presentation, diminished. We can all see it.
So the University of Chicago's William Howell says the president needs to show the nation something.
Say that on the issues that matter in the actual governance of the country, he's completely up to the task.
The president hopes to highlight economic achievements, among other things, and aides say he will also look to prove doubters wrong by flashing a combative side. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Today, Sweden formally joins NATO. It ends decades of post-World War II neutrality as worries grow about Russian aggression in Europe. Secretary of State Antony Blinken presided over a ceremony at the State Department.
Good things come to those who wait. No better example. But with receipt of this instrument of accession, let me be the very first to welcome Sweden as a party to the Washington Treaty and the 32nd member of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization.
Sweden's prime minister will be a guest of honor at President Biden's State of the Union address tonight. Utility company Xcel Energy says its facilities appear to have played a role in setting off a massive wildfire in the Texas Panhandle. Texas A&M investigators concluded power lines ignited the fires. This is AP News. Hamas says talks on a Gaza ceasefire and hostage release will resume next week. Here's the AP's Karen Shamas.
The move makes a truce before Ramadan unlikely as Hamas pushes for a permanent end to Israel's offensive in Gaza. However, Israel has vowed to continue with the goal of destroying Hamas after a temporary ceasefire ends. The US, Egypt and Qatar have been trying for weeks to broker an agreement between the two sides. The negotiations have focused on a six-week ceasefire and the release of 40 hostages held in Gaza in exchange for Palestinians imprisoned in Israel. I'm Karen Chamas.
Turkey is struggling to stop violence against women. At least 71 women have been killed this year. Turkey was the first country to sign and ratify a European treaty on preventing violence against women, known as the Istanbul Convention in 2011. But President Erdogan withdrew Turkey from it 10 years later, sparking protests. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.